Big story going on this week on Capitol Hill. Nancy Pelosi, of course, saying to move forward with, you know, impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Why do you think she's doing this, Chuck? Polls indicate most of America is against it, and even some House Democrats aren't fully on board. Does she have something here, or how do you see this playing out?
Well, I think the polls are pretty polarized. I think it's hard to say that I think you have pretty much a split that feels like very similar to the president's job approval rating. You know, it sort of fluctuates in that space. Look, she's in the same position that Republicans found themselves with Benghazi and Clinton, if you recall, where nobody thought it was a good idea for the middle of the road, but the base demanded it. I think the base of the Democratic Party would revolt against Democrats in their mind that, you know, what was the point of getting Democrats the House majority if you're not going to hold them accountable, right? If you find wrongdoing, you're not going to do it. So I think they're in a place where, and both parties now find themselves in this place more often than not, that what's in the best interest of winning over the middle of the electorate would actually cause you more political heartburn with your political base, right? So it's, this is what happens in a polarized political environment. The middle is no longer catered to. The middle is basically got two political parties who are, you know, holding them up at gunpoint saying, pick me. And you basically have to we're totally in that. What is the least evil option in my mind, you know? And that's unfortunately where we are.
All right, 20 seconds I have left, Chuck. Much better than expected jobs report out today, 266,000 jobs. You see the president spending a lot of time on Twitter focusing on that today.
He should spend a lot more time all the time focused on this. I think I don't understand why he doesn't spend more time touting the parts of the economy in particular that he said he would focus on. But his inability to stay on message has been a known flaw with this president.